Oh, hey, you're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Thursday morning, July 9th. We are a few weeks away from rookies supposedly reporting. Who knows if that holds, but that's the life we're living right now as college football seems to be veering towards the possibility of a completely washed season. The Ivy League stating that they won't be playing any fall sports. And you have to think there'll probably be a few more schools, conferences following suit. I'm still pretty optimistic that the NFL will have a season, but who knows? At this point, you know, we're just faced with daily uncertainties. But there is one universal truth that you can hold on to no matter what happens, no matter what goes on in the world outside. You Packers fans can hold on to the one universal truth that will never waver. And that is, of course, that the Bears still suck. Good morning, everybody. Good to see everybody in the comment section. Thanks for joining me here on Packers Daily. We don't have a ton of Packers news to talk about, but there's always stuff to talk about when it comes to the green and gold, especially when Atari Bigby, thanks to Joy the Jaguar bringing up that blast from the past. Atari Bigby, probably most famous play in the Seahawks playoff game where he dislodged the football. Aaron Kampman recovered and the route was on, so to speak. Dire Packer fans here. That's right. Corey, be nice to Tom Grassi. Grassi's the man. Good morning, Nags. Lovely. Love these morning chats. I can finally watch some live. Well, Evan, you're welcome. I'll be doing them each and every day, Monday through Friday. Thanks for joining me. Ooh, here we go. Controversial topic. Why hasn't DeSean Jackson received the same scrutiny as Drew Brees? Did you miss Julian Edelman's post this morning? I do love the tit-for-tat nature of online scolding. Drew Brees touched the third rail when it came to the African-American community. And the fact that there aren't as many Jewish players in the NFL probably has something to do with the fact that the response has not been as voracious to what DeSean Jackson posted. But you're starting to see people speak up. You saw Mitchell Schwartz post something last night. Julian Edelman put out a video this morning. And as Edelman said, I think he was really smart about it, especially because he said he wanted to take some time, digest it, and think about what he wanted to say. Just because the reaction isn't swift or instantaneous does not mean there is no reaction. People, like I said, they love to scorekeep when it comes to outrage. People react differently to different things. It's okay. Love the shirt, Nags. Thanks. Thanks very much. Massive Attack. They have a new album or EP or something coming out. They just dropped a teaser yesterday. I'm very excited. Thoughts on Cole Madison's future? That's a really good question. I think he's a long shot to make the roster. I really liked what I saw from him last summer after his time off. But then he was not active, I think, for any game last year. And they obviously spent a boatload at the position of offensive line in general on day three of the draft. Now, I think he'll be given the opportunity to fight for his job. But I also think that the draft picks will probably be given every opportunity to win those jobs. So, yeah, I'm pulling for him. I love his story. I love his resiliency, how he bounced back and came back. But I do think it's a long shot for him. Like I said, I liked what I saw from him last summer. I guess, you know, the coaches, for whatever reason, liked other guys more. And certainly when it comes to Lucas Patrick along the interior, you can understand that. But, yeah, I hope he balls out in camp. At least the Bears have a good legacy. The Vikings have jack shit. Well, you know, the Vikings don't matter. Like, the Bears matter. That's why we talk about them. And that's why they still suck. The Vikings don't matter. They are immaterial. Who cares about the Vikings? Right? What happened to Ibrahim Campbell? He signed with, I can't remember. He signed with somebody else. He signed with, was it the Colts or the Browns? Somebody in the AFC. Jordan Love is going to have to throw for 5,000 yards until Packers fans on Twitter are pleased. Man, there's always going to be naysayers. There's always going to be doubters. Hell, Rodgers had them as he was ascending, and he still has them today. So, you know, don't pay attention to that nonsense. Life's too short. I'm pulling for Numero Kumaro. Ah, oh, D-Rod, what a name. But how about AB? Is DJ Reader still out there? To quote Norman Dale in Hoosiers, this is your team. Don't expect some free agent signing or trade with somebody, et cetera. This is your squad heading into training camp. If you had season tickets, would you opt in or opt out? That's a really good question, Travis. I'd probably opt in, you know, considering that they're going to be distanced and people have to wear masks. And scientifically speaking, events outdoors, the spread of the virus is very, very much minimized outdoors. The major hotspots, problem areas are indoors and large gatherings. I would just speed through the concourse, but I'd probably opt in. We still haven't received word as to whether the press box will be open. I assume it won't be. But if the press box were open, that depended on how they operated, I would probably do that as well. But it would have to be socially distanced, etc. But yeah, I'd probably opt in. That's just me. I just love going to games. I'd go just for the tailgate. Maybe not even go inside. Titans, I go, why? Big B, why are you shouting at me? Oh, the Titans, is that where Ibrahim Campbell signed with? Thank you. A nuclear family. Thanks for the super chat. What would you prefer from Rodgers? All I ever think of when I hear that what would you prefer? What would you like? Is that line from Daffy Duck in Looney Tunes? Well, I would like a trip to Europe. Well, I would like to introduce myself. Anyway, sorry. That's how my brain works. What would you prefer from Rodgers? 4,500 yards, 42 TDs, and 14 picks, or 3,500 yards, 26 TDs, and 2 picks, aggressive or efficient? Man, I don't care. I honestly, truly do not care about a final stat line, whether he is aggressive or efficient, etc., as long as they're winning football games. And as long as, you know, it's within the confines of what the coach is asking him to do. And I understand when people get upset. I used to be one of them about Rodgers not, quote unquote, taking more chances. But at some point, you just accept who he is. This is how he plays the position. He's not changing at the age of 36. So I fully expect 3,500 yards, 26 TDs, and 2 picks. You know, probably a little bit above that. He barely hit 4,000 yards last year. That final screen pass to Aaron Jones put him, I think, 3 yards above 4,000. So I think he'll probably hover around that again. Well, close to 30 TDs, very few interceptions. And I'm fine with that. Just win, baby. You know, that probably means Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, Jamal Williams, they're probably trucking it on the ground, right? I'm fine with it. Ball out, 12. Which player gave the best interview from your experience in the locker room? That's a good question, Daniel. I really liked talking to Mike Daniels back in the day. He was always really honest. He was always really upfront. Never hid. One of those few guys who, no matter how bad he played, he was always in the locker room and available, unlike some front runners I could name. So I would say probably Mike. There have been a lot of great guys over the last 5 years or so. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. When the Bears trade for Njoku, where will he fall on their tight end depth chart? Has to be top 11 at least, right? Well, you saw a Big Cat put up that he wanted to trade for him. And I said, yep, that's it. The 11th tight end will put you guys over the top. I love it. Do you think the Packers will have a cardboard cutout sale to fill the stands like the Brewers did? Probably. I would suspect so. I know the Brewers had that promotion where you could have your cutout next to Bob Uecker up there, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if it'll be that particular like to that, but yeah, I think they'll have something similar, most likely. But we'll see. I know we still have to find out what the tarps are going to look like and what the ads will look like front of the stands there. Considering the amount of dime Pettin runs over a base 3-4, are you more concerned with the Packers' inside linebackers or corners 3 and 4 when it comes to weaknesses? You know, I'm not concerned about either one, really. I think we talked about this yesterday. At the inside linebacker spot, I do think they're going to get an uptick in playmaking if Kirksey can stay healthy. Now, that's a big if, obviously, considering the last 2 years. But I don't really – it's not concerning because they do play so much dime. And when it comes to corners 3 and 4, I really like Kadar Holman. We'll see if he can take that next step. I know lots of people are hoping for Josh Jackson to finally put it together. But to me, it's much more about the third safety. And to me, I love Raven Green. I think if he hadn't gotten hurt last year, you would have seen a much better performance on early downs from the Packers. So I hope a full offseason, a return to health from Raven will mitigate a lot of that. That's just guesswork on my part, obviously, but that's where I come down on it. I think Raven Green makes a big difference, and it was very noticeable. If you go back and you watch the season, his injury really kind of precipitated the musical chairs in the secondary, their problems against the run. That all happened after Raven went down. So I think he's a key component there. Nagler, the people are talking about the dog. It's national news. Show the pup. Tom Grassi, how the hell are you, buddy? You know, all in due time, my friend. All in due time. When the time is right to reveal the pup, I shall do so. Thanks for stopping by the chat, bud. Show us your dog, Nagler. Yeah, nobody wants that. COVID combined with loss of Stefanski and many adding new quarterback Trubisky, Foles controversy, Chicago, Detroit being Detroit. I like our chances of sweeping the NFC North again. Crazy? No, Corey, it's not crazy. It is unlikely, though. I mean, I'm all for it. No doubt about it. And there are certainly question marks in every town, but that includes Green Bay. There are question marks there as well. I've said it a lot. I think the continuity on the Green Bay roster will help at least early on in the season, especially week one against Minnesota, who has a ton of new faces in new places, so to speak. But yeah, man, that's a tough ask. Sweeping the division, it's a rare feat. But hey, I'm here for it. All about that life. The dog would probably beat me in Madden too. Grassi, I gotta admit something to you. When you were making videos about dusting off your Xbox and talking about how you were gonna beat my ass, I had a moment. I did have a moment where I was like, man, this guy might actually be good, might actually beat me. And then the game, when you came to the studio and we played and you started, and it was kind of like that first kind of 5 minutes was like back and forth, little neck and neck, right? I got to admit, I ain't going to lie. In the first half, they had us there. No. I was a little worried. I was like, oh, my God, this guy might actually. And then, you know, I ran one of my bread and butter plays, and that was an easy touchdown, and it was game on from there. So, hey, I hope you're practicing. I hope you're find some time here in quarantine. I know you're busy making videos for every NFL fan base, which is impressive. But, you know, just find a little time to practice. That's all I'm asking. You know, it's a fun game. It should be fun. It should be competitive. I don't like walking over people. So I'm just, you know, a little favor for me. When the new one comes out, practice a little bit, and then we can play again. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. How much money would it cost to buy a banner at Soldier Field that reminds them the Bears still suck? Has to be easier than hacking the horn. Well, you know, they had that ongoing lawsuit with the Packers fan who was told to take off his Packers gear after he won a contest to be on the sideline in a pregame. I can't remember the guy's name, but he was in this years long. I don't even know if it's still – I don't even think it's settled yet, or maybe it has recently. But, yeah, I don't think they're going to allow the Bears Still Suck banner to fly at Soldier Field, although that would be glorious. It would be amazing. We need a rematch, Nagler versus Grassi, too. Oh, yeah, it'll happen, Big B. It'll happen. Best 5 minutes of my Madden career. Yeah, Tom, it was worrisome. Who has the highest ceiling between Gary and Savage? Whew, Daniel, good question. I'll probably go with Gary just because of the measurables and the athleticism. I do think Savage is in for a big jump, and he could be very, very good if he gets a lot more consistent against the run, tackling in general, etc. But yeah, to me, it's probably Gary. Yeah, you just the measurables are off the charts, and if he can put it together, he could be a truly scary, scary player. Is there enough said about overweight linemen being more at risk from COVID? Do you think this will be a factor for a restart? Not really. Look, everyone's at risk, right? And some have more than others. The testing that the NFL will be going through, you know, reportedly, you know, these guys are going to be tested pretty much three, four times a week, at least three times a week. Yeah, are they more at risk? Maybe, but man, everybody's at risk. And I know the pushback from the naysayers is that it is very benign and that there's nothing to worry about, etc. I vehemently disagree there, but you know, that's what makes America America. It's kind of what makes America really dumb. But yeah, I don't, you know, them being more susceptible than any other position, I don't think that's going to play into anything at all. I can't wait for Mason Crosby at quarterback after all the COVID quarantines. Okay. Okay, Dave, relax. Is there a scheme or how Savage reads the play that he is not coming more downhill on runs like Leroy Butler did? Well, no. Well, okay. Whoa, slow your roll on comparing him to Leroy Butler, one of the greatest of all time to ever do it, redefining the position. I mean, he was a rookie. Just give him a second. Give him a moment. Breathe. Yo, step back. Relax. That will come. He will get there. People forget, man. It's funny because so many people compared his game to Nick Collins coming out of college, which I thought made sense. But what people don't remember is Nick Collins was no world beater against the run. Nick Collins missed tackles. Quite a few, actually. But he was such a ball hawk and a playmaker that it made up for that, you know? It's like, yeah, the Savage is a rookie playing in his first like handful of games. He'll get there. He will come down and arrive and announce his presence with authority at the line of scrimmage. I have zero doubt. He is too good, too athletic not to. Just let him get his feet under him. What else we got? 97 watching, 16 likes. Click it, folks. Thanks, Corey. Is there any player on the current roster outside of Rodgers that has a chance at the Hall of Fame? I mean, it's clearly J.K. Scott, right? No, I don't know. Maybe Devontae has an outside shot. I mean, it's a long shot. Maybe if Zadarius keeps up, if Zadarius keeps this up the next 10 years, he's got a shot. Put that there. And then outside of the most realistic option is probably David Bakhtiari. I don't think there's any question that if he continues to play at his all pro level for a number, five more years or so, he'll get in. It'll be a while. I'm not saying he's first ballot or anything, but he'll get in. Frank, thanks for the super chat. With no preseason, the Packers will probably go into 2020 with three quarterbacks. I very much agree. If Rodgers gets hurt early, who steps in? Is Love too raw at this point? Oh, yeah, it'll be Tim Boyle. I mean, I don't. Okay, if Love comes in, takes the field in camp and just absolutely lights it up, takes to this offense like a duck to water, maybe they use him as the primary backup. But I would tend to think it'll be Tim Boyle. No. But you never know. All of that is down to Love and how much studying he's done, how quickly he acclimates, and how early he shows a command of the offense. And the only thing that's going to prove that out is actually having training camp. So we'll see. Kenny Clark is early enough in his career where he can have a Hall of Fame potential. I agree. I agree, Frank. We've got a long way to go, though. He needs to show more consistency at a higher level throughout an entire season. If you go back and you watch the snaps from the entirety of his season so far in the NFL, you'll notice he really rounds into shape as the calendar traditionally turns from October to November. And that second half of each season, he's just balling out, really disruptive, making game-changing plays. But he's always kind of quiet at the start of seasons. He needs to be more consistent throughout entirety of seasons. And I think recognition is starting to come. He's still very young. So I have zero doubt that he's still ascending and still putting it together, which is a scary thought for opponents. But I agree. Kenny Clark has the potential. Absolutely. No question about it. But he needs to be playing at a higher level more consistently throughout an entire season. Back to back to back to back. Get ready for the laser show. No, we don't want to see the laser show. We don't want to see the backup quarterback. No. Also, this pandemic needs to end so we can get you and Corey on PatCast. I know, Tom, we were going to come to your place in June, but so much for all that. If the Packers sell 10,000 cardboard cutouts, I will purchase 5,000 Aaron Nagler cutouts and 5,000 Corey Banky cutouts. Popeye's beef, that is what I'm talking about. I love this plan. I'm happy to be a part of it. Let's do it. Starters on the O-line. Sly, give me David Bakhtiari, Elgton Jenkins, Corey Linsley, probably Billy Turner, and Mitchell Schwartz. I know we're all pining for a battle at right guard. I think Lane Taylor's got a shot, but ultimately I think Billy Turner's contract is going to leave him at that starting position. We'll see. I could be wrong. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. I used to work at USA Football, and I don't think there will be high school or college football in 2020, starting to doubt NFL too. Nathan, I agree with the first two. I think the NFL is going to go. I think they're going to play come hell or high water. I agree. You saw the head of basically high school athletics in Texas just said this morning that he doubts that there's going to be high school football this fall. I think that you'll see that across the nation. I'll be very surprised if much, if any, high school football gets played. I think college football is definitely trending that way. I think the NFL is going to play. Now, I very, very much could be wrong. These things change every 24 hours, really. But yeah, I think the NFL will get to a point where, you know, much like baseball and MLS kicked off last night, et cetera, there's just, it's hard to leave that money on the table, especially for NFL owners. But we'll see. They got to get player buy-in, and right now they're at loggerheads. But I tend to think that'll get ironed out prior to rookies having to report on the 21st. What else we got? Snack still available. Timo, he is. I'd be very surprised if the Packers put in a call, unless there's some kind of rash of injuries along the defensive line. I think this is your team. So I wouldn't expect the cavalry in the form of snacks. All right, guys, I'm going to have to go. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out this morning, talking some Packers with me. I really appreciate it. 105 lost souls here on a Thursday morning in July. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.